Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. You ever see a ship going down the Mississippi River, or one of those big cranes with its boom swinging along the riverfront, or one of the many, many trucks we see with those big containers that came off of a ship moving on the interstate around here, or a train with over 100 cars loaded down crossing the tracks? Where all that stuff comes from and where it all goes and how important it is to our economy, I think, you know, a lot of us take it for granted that we have this amazing port that has all of this commerce happening all the time here in New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana, and don't really realize just what's going on over there, how massive an operation it is, and how important it is to our economy. And that's why we do the NOLA Port Show here for you here on WWL. And today, Port NOLA Vice President of Cargo Amanda Coates is joining us, along with Kearney Company's President David Kearney. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're here. You know, I am amazed by how things work. And that's why I love that we get to talk to folks like you when we do this segment, because it really is amazing when we learn the numbers and the gravity and the importance of it all. So, Amanda, let's start with you. You're talking about something today that you guys call ship to shelf, that I don't think a lot of us realize how this process works. And it really is fascinating, isn't it?
It really is. So most people don't see, they only see this finished product on the shelf, and they don't always see the journey that it takes to get to the port. We help, you know, connect businesses and consumers to products that they use every day, from coffee to clothing, furniture, electronics, automobiles, building materials. All of the things on shelves and retail stores essentially came through a port somewhere. And so, you know, we're, you know, supporting thousands of jobs across transportation, warehousing, manufacturing, retail, logistics, and, you know, just a really important part of our everyday lives. I mean, if you just take our clothes, for example, that we have on, all of that started possibly right, you know, in Louisiana with cotton, and was exported to Central America, Bangladesh, Turkey, and can come back as apparel, sheets, many things like that.
So, yeah, and it goes both ways. That's interesting, right? Because many of the products start here, leave as raw materials, and you export a whole lot through the port, but then it gets re-imported as a finished product that we all can consume. And it really is so many. The vast majority of things that we import don't come in on an airplane, right? They come in on a ship, and they come into the port.
That's right. So lightweight things are, lightweight goods are coming on airplanes. Think like flowers, very high, you know, high quality pharmaceuticals and things like that are coming on airplanes. But everything else comes from a ship. And just like, 66% of Americans are drinking coffee. So let's take the coffee bean, for example. The coffee bean begins its journey on a farm in Central or South America. It's then picked, dried, loaded in containers, transported by vessel to the Port of New Orleans. Once the ship arrives, the container is unloaded, sent to a cleaning and grading and blending facility. From there, it is then taken to a roasting facility. After it's roasted, it's then taken to a distribution center, packaging and distribution facility, and then to our retail store shelves, and sold to consumers. So a long journey that most people don't see.
Yeah, and so much of that happens here. And I don't think we think about the ships that bring it in and the crane operators that unload it and the trucks or trains they place it on and then the distribution from there. And that happens all day, every day at the port, right?
It does. And let me give you a fun fact here. One shipment has over 200 transactions across 20 or more companies. So one shipment.
Before it ends up in our homes or in our hands.
That's right.
Port is also obviously part of, we talk about the supply chain all the time. And to many people, I don't think the supply chain, it sounds like, you know, it's like in the cloud. It's the supply chain. But it's very real and very physical at the port. And every movement that is made there is crucial to companies being able to accomplish their goals of getting materials and delivering products, and individuals being able to then get those products. And that all has to happen in a timely manner, and has to happen efficiently. And so the port is a hub of the supply chain, right?
Exactly. You know, efficient ports essentially reduce transportation costs. It improves reliability. It helps prevent supply chain disruptions, which really keeps our consumer goods at a level that, you know, we can afford. And as soon as you see that congestion or, you know, the efficiency dropping, we start to see that on the consumer shelves of higher prices, less options and things like that.
How much comes through the port? Can you give us any numbers to just understand the gravity? I mean, I know you talked about clothing, food, cars, building materials, and so much more, but the numbers really are very impressive, aren't they?
They really are. So about 515,000 TEUs, which is a unit of measure for containers, move through the port each year. And just to give you some fun facts off the top of my head on coffee, it's about 700 million pounds of coffee per year.
Wow.
And that equates to about 20 billion cups of coffee each year.
20 billion cups of coffee without the Port of New Orleans would not be where they are today. That you are distributing 20 billion cups of coffee every year thanks to the role of the Port of New Orleans. Amanda, anything else you want to share with us so we can understand ship to shelf as we talk about Port NOLA here on WWL?
Yeah, I think it's just important, you know, that, you know, the port is really at the core an economic engine. And every vessel call represents jobs, investment, opportunity for Louisiana, and it also, you know, gets our goods on the shelves.
And crucial in making that happen are companies like the Kearney Companies, and President David Kearney with us now. David, we talk about this all kind of in the ethereal and how it's important and all of that, but for you, it's you making a living and you allowing all of your employees to make a living and helping everybody else enjoy their lives, right?
Yeah, we very much look at it as our role in life as a job creator. We're linked very closely with Amanda and her team at the Port of New Orleans. They're really our landlord, if you think of it that way. And through good performance and mutually shared objectives of creating jobs through commerce, we have the right to operate certain facilities that the Port of New Orleans owns. And as such, we use those facilities very carefully to facilitate both domestic and foreign commerce that benefits not just the consumers here in New Orleans, but really consumers, manufacturers, shippers across the whole state of Louisiana and way beyond. I mean, our little company here in New Orleans creates, you know, close to 100 direct jobs with many more indirect jobs. And we're just a tiny little piece of the overall port.
David, I find it funny you're using things like tiny piece and little company when you operate 1.2 million square feet of rail-served warehouse space here in New Orleans and 50 acres of yard capacity. That doesn't sound like a tiny piece and a little company to me.
Yeah, in one port, that is a lot of capacity. But our competition operates across the whole United States. So we see competition from Savannah and, of course, Mobile, Gulfport, Houston regularly. But we can also compete with operators and ports as far away as, you know, Norfolk, Virginia or Los Angeles, California. So we look at competition on a worldwide basis, and that's probably why we maybe feel small sometimes, but we like to think of ourselves as an underdog, and we work really hard to service our customers and really support jobs here in the region.
You know, I've never really thought, though, in detail until I had to prepare to interview you about how this all works. Never thought about, okay, all this stuff comes in on a ship, whether it's a tanker or a container ship or whatever the case may be. And when it gets here, obviously someone has to take it off of that ship. But you are actually the ones providing the logistics to, does it go on a truck? Does it go on a train? Does it go in a warehouse until it can be moved somewhere else? Because obviously those ships can't sit there forever. So tell us a little bit about how that whole process works and what role you guys play in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The ships get discharged and all that cargo comes off the vessel and it's temporarily in a holding area, you know, on the terminal. And that's being operated by large terminal operators at the Port of New Orleans, let's say at Napoleon Avenue, at the container terminal. We then take those containers as soon as they're available, meaning they've cleared customs, all of the duties and taxes related to customs and tariffs and all that have been paid. We are then allowed through a very automated system to go pick up those containers and, let's say, bring them to our warehouses here, which are right near the port, but they're considered off-dock facilities. And from there, we empty the container, the contents of each container. Basically, for different commodities, it's different customers that we represent, but it's a similar process for everything we handle. We might pull out copper cathodes or steel coils or rolls of pulp or paper and then redistribute it to other modes, meaning rail, barge, or truck, or we might temporarily hold that cargo until the customer is ready to release it to an end user, because that end user might need more time to prepare for the goods that they had ordered. So there's a very important role that we play to ensure goods arrive on time and really at the lowest landed cost. There's this really important thing about any port is that the supply chains you work on, you're constantly up against reducing costs, keeping costs to a bare minimum. And that's really part of the role we play is converting goods to a cheaper mode of transportation once it arrives in the container.
Talking with David Kearney and Amanda Coates, talking about Port Nola here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about how does it get determined what comes in and goes out through New Orleans, and what's the competition like to make sure that the Port of New Orleans plays a major role in attracting the biggest and best businesses to come here. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll be back with that after this on WWL. We're talking with Port Nola's Amanda Coates and Kearney Company's David Kearney about everything that goes on that other side of the flood wall and the other side of the levee that is so vital to our lives. David, tell us, what kinds of products do you handle that people might be surprised to find out come in through the part of New Orleans and you make sure get where they're going?
Yeah, you'd be shocked sometimes. The main thing on the import side we see a lot of is commodities like copper cathode, which is something that would come in containers or even comes in traditional vessels and then gets redistributed to basically be used to make wire for your house or wire that you might use to create an electrical motor at a power plant. Certainly wiring for data centers. I know that's been a big topic of conversation.
A lot of that coming in right now, no doubt.
There is. And then on the export side, product going out, which really New Orleans uniquely handles, we're very strong in exports. And that goes to the manufacturing that occurs in our state for things like Kraft liner board. Kraft liner board is simply rolls of packaging material that's used to make cardboard boxes. And as simple as that sounds, we export a lot of Kraft liner board because we have trees, southern yellow pine, which are renewable resources. And through a sustainable forest initiative, the big paper manufacturers like International Paper, Georgia Pacific, they mill pine trees into box board that's shipped all over the world and comes back in an Amazon package. For instance, if you buy something online, and it arrives in a corrugated box. That box is made from Kraft liner board.
So we all get lots of those almost every day these days.
Exactly. And similarly, there's a lot of plastic that's also handled through the Port of New Orleans. The plastic would be something that's used for packaging primarily.
Gotcha. David, thank you so much. Amanda, this has got to be stiff competition, and congratulations to you and your team that New Orleans plays such a key role in the world's moving of raw materials and finished products. How do you compete, and how do you make sure New Orleans stays crucial and gets so many of these clients?
Well, so New Orleans we have a really unique position in the United States because we really connect global trade directly with America's heartland. So you can access markets into Canada through New Orleans, all along the Mississippi River. Few ports can offer the combination of deep water access that converge with the 6 Class 1 National Railroads, interstate highway access, and the 14,000 miles of inland waterways. And so that's how we really compete with other ports. We're one of the most diversified ports in the country, handling containers, break bulk cargo, project cargo, coffee and copper, like David mentioned. So many different commodities across the agricultural space, and diversification really provides resilience, and it allows us to serve a wide variety of different industries.
Yeah, well, geographically, you have an advantage. It takes people like you, though, to make sure people know that we're here and to get them to do business here. So thank you for what both of you do and for helping drive the economy of New Orleans forward. And thank you for helping us understand all of this here on the Newell Norman Show today. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back after this on WWL.